When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox.
And I am Matt Peck of CHGO Bulls.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style. Today's topic is, if Jerry Reinsdorf has to sell one of his teams, will it be the Bulls or White Sox first? CHGO Tavern Style is presented by our friends over at Salernos. Check out Salernos on tap at 1201 West Grand Ave in Chicago before heading to tonight's Blackhawks game versus the Penguins. If you don't have tickets, you could stay and watch the game live on our big screens and enjoy our delicious bites and cold beer. Head over to our friends over at Salernos, 312-666-3444.
Phone numbers are tricky, Sean.
Oh, I don't know how to read.
Now that we all just have all of them programmed into our phones, who remembers phone numbers anymore?
Just Google Salernos.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll come up. Salernos on tap if you want to be a little bit more specific.
Love their pizza.
Matt Peck, why would Jerry Reinsdorf sell the Bulls?
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows which sides we're taking, right? It's not a big secret.
Yeah.
Okay, why should Jerry sell the Bulls if he is to sell one of his teams? I'm going to put myself in Jerry's shoes, or at least do my best to do so, and think introspectively if I'm Jerry. Chicago sports fans recently saw a pretty ugly scene with the other famous sports front office Jerry in Bulls history, Jerry Krause. The Bulls Ring of Honor, Jerry Krause, picture shown on the Jumbotron, perhaps unbeknownst to the people there, his wife, his widow, sitting on the court with other people who were there to be honorees, and is just showered with booze. It was an ugly scene, not one of the proudest days in Chicago sports fans history. Thinking about that and thinking about what kind of legacy Jerry Reinsdorf hopes to leave behind him when he's gone, I think he would be wise to acknowledge the fact that there are more Bulls fans in the world than White Sox fans. Not an insult,
that's just math.
A fact.
One sport is globally
correct.
Big.
One of the teams he owns built itself into a global brand. Mm-hmm. One is local.
Yes, there are no Thomas shoes. You are not wearing,
right.
Nike
no, I'm,
style.
I'm wearing
Frank Thomas's here. Jordans, and he played for both the Bulls and White Sox. So
it's true. It's true. Birmingham Barons mostly, but
there was that one spring training game.
Anyway, I think when Jerry goes to greener pastures, the family, the Reinsdorf family, will sell the White Sox anyway. I think most people believe the narrative that the White Sox are Jerry's baby. He loves the White Sox probably more than he loves members of his own family or his closest friends, if he has friends. They are not as profitable of a business as the Bulls are. So if they're going to sell the White Sox anyway when Jerry's gone, because the other people in his family, the people managing that business, don't want to deal with the headache and not as much of the profit as the Bulls rake in, Jerry should be smart enough to know if he wants to save some element of his legacy when basically all Chicago sports fans dislike him and want him to sell both teams as it is right now, be the bigger man. Set a larger portion of Chicago sports fans free and sell the team that people will acknowledge, hey, he didn't have to do that. Because guess what? If Jerry sells the White Sox, it's just him doing it before the people who are left over do it because they don't want to deal with the White Sox.
Right. And I mean, Jerry, if he had to pick, I think, to own a baseball team or a basketball team, well, he bought the baseball team first.
Right.
And he said to Leaders Mag in 2016, first and foremost, I'm a fan. I love baseball. I grew up in Brooklyn during the Dodgers heyday. I'm still angry they left Brooklyn. I still hate Bobby Thompson. But I was 44 years old and remember thinking at the time, I'd like to stay 25 years because then I'd be 60. And I wouldn't want to work past that. Now I'm 80. He's now 87 and still the owner of both teams and still active with the White Sox. He addressed firing Ken Williams and Rick Hahn in August of last year and said, friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out? My answer has always been, I like what I'm doing, as bad as it is. And what else would I do? I'm a boring guy. Yeah. I don't play golf. I don't play bridge. And I would want to make it better before I go. What would make it better? What would make the White Sox better? He's trying to have Chris Getz turn this thing around as fast as he can.
Tony La Russa. Oh, well, wait, no, he already tried that.
Well, Pedro Grifol wants more from Tony La Russa. I don't know if you read that.
I can't believe when I saw that yesterday.
It's real. We banned that topic, those three letters, TLR.
I don't blame you.
On our show. We can't talk about them.
Yeah.
But how can you make it better, Matt Peck? He already did the Chris Getz thing.
I mean, make it better by selling your baseball team to someone who's better at running a baseball team.
But he's a businessman, right?
Oh, sure.
Right? How can he make the sale of his team better, and how can he improve that sale to, you know, potential buyers? Have you read the news?
I feel like you have an answer.
Come on. Yeah, have you read the news?
What news?
There's just a number out there, 7-8.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard about the 78?
No.
Well, that's going to be the White Sox potential new home. There's
the new ballparks.
This potential new land, 62 mm-hmm. acres.
Which Jerry ain't paying for.
But that's the thing. If he somehow, as a businessman, gets this privately funded or funded by the city, he doesn't care. Is that going to be intriguing to a potential buyer? He wanted to get out when he was 69. He's coming up on 89. Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years away when he's 90? Right? Like, I think he understands the concept of time.
Yeah.
As we all do. And a lot of people
struggle
with
know.
It.
He let John and Gar be employed a very long time.
He let Ken and Rick be employed for a very long time. But I think that what is first up is, you're right, the baseball team, because I don't think his family wants that.
Right.
And I think what sooner is going to have a fresh new coat of paint is going to be the White Sox with that new stadium.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be intriguing to new investors. And the Bulls, the NBA is a global growing brand, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's wise to stay in the NBA and watch that $4 billion team go to $10 billion, right, especially with
there's
the brand.
There's no monetary argument you could make to Jerry to sell the Bulls instead of the White Sox, right, if he was going to sell one. Well, we all know that.
Michael's already involved with that team, so it doesn't seem like he wants to get out.
But Sean, you just said that Jerry still, in these golden years of his life, still just loves being around the game of baseball. So go keep doing that.
No.
For however many years you got left, go keep doing that. Jerry Reinsdorf does not give a bleep about Bulls basketball, NBA basketball, any of it. He has handed all of the keys to the various things to Michael Reinsdorf with the Bulls. Jerry could not be further removed from the Bulls as it is now.
But I think
he showed up at the Ring of Honor that they botched. Okay, cool. That's it.
I think, as you know, as we know, as we could watch him from afar, the man likes money.
He does.
I think
big
it makes
fan.
More sense.
Big fan.
To
cartoon sacks of money.
Yes. Anyways, Matt Peck and I are going to go roll in our cartoon stacks of money. Thank you very much to our friends over at Salerno's. We're going to spend half of that bag over at Salerno's on tap. But that's Matt Peck of CHGO Bulls.
That's Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox.
Thanks to Sarah. Bye.
We all silly like the mayor.